Hi, Joseph. This is John Kyle. I'm a senior online marketing advisor at Local Splash. How's everything going with you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So Tara left some really good notes here. So it's a multi-generational business. Recently branched off to HVAC and piping in that particular site or that particular focus.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, congratulations on both, I guess, having a generational business that you're running and, you know, starting a new faction of it. So more power to you here. So tell me a little bit about what it is you're doing online to grow the business profile that way.
So I did start working with a couple other companies to, you know, put my presence out there, opened a couple websites, and I want to get my presence on Google. Obviously, you know, everyone uses it, you know, type in plumbing, and then, you know, I would like my name to pop up, and they see me, you know.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask, I also, when I was looking up A1 HVAC and piping, also I saw a listing of A1 HVAC and plumbing. Is that a, like, relative business or, a sister business?
No, that's another, I guess, a different company.
Okay. Well, then we want to make sure that we wipe them out then. So I wanted to make sure of that because, they like, you know, that's the last thing you'd want, obviously, with when you focus on your growth is someone typing in specifically your business name and then another business. It's based out of look like Allentown, Scranton. So it's not like it's in your state and service area, but we still would want to make sure that your profile is dominant when someone look at your business name first and foremost, and then of course when they are looking for HVAC services in Staten Island or surrounding areas, you know, we want to make sure we get you up there as well.
That's the idea.
So that is our number one focus. So I think we're all on the same page here. And are you familiar with it looks like Scarron and HomeServe Staten Island, New York Heating and Air Conditioning? Any of those names ring a bell?
Yeah, they all ring a bell.
Okay, so that's where we're driving you to the top of, right? Like, none of those people are doing any pay-per-click ads. They're just, and so they're not sponsored listings or anything like that. These are just optimized listings, and this is what we do for 10,000-plus clients nationwide. And so our focus is going to be to strictly focus on driving you to the top because we don't work, not only do we not work with any of them, but once, if Tara didn't mention this to you, once we start working with you, we don't work with anyone else in your service area, so that way, again, you are our focal point, and that way we don't have any cannibalization within our own client base. I'm not sure, you said you were working for with a couple other companies trying to grow your profile. Was one of them Angie's or Home Advisor?
Yeah, Angie's.
How long are you working with them?
They're not even a week now.
Okay. So again, just to give you a heads up, and if you've never worked with them with another company, that's okay. But they are, you know, a lot of our clients are formerly using Angie's before they switch over to us. And the main reason is, as you can see, they're not really focusing on your web development or your web presence. It's strictly just housing you in their directory. And the other thing that might be a challenge, I'm not sure what you set your budget to with them for the leads. But once you get a lead, it might be three or four other companies getting the same exact lead at the same exact time. So just be cautious about that you got to make that phone call to the client as soon as feasibly possible.
Yeah, I am worried about that. So I was going to play it by ear, see how it goes. And,
okay.
You know,
well, again, if today's call is successful, you know, our job is to help you keep a minimum budget with Angie's just to test them out and not put all your eggs in that basket because, it does become a kind of a pricing battle. If you know, obviously, if someone is fielding four or five calls simultaneously, you can imagine what kind of leverage that client has in that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, so our main focus is Google, right? So that way the calls go straight to you. No competition in that regard. Like when someone's talking to you, they're not also receiving three or four different calls at the same time. But the other thing that we do that really helps people grow faster with us is we do Facebook advertising as well. Have you ever dipped into that?
I was going to, but I haven't dipped into it at all.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook business profile or just a personal profile for now?
Only on Instagram. I made a profile.
Okay. So it'll work hand in hand. If you, as long as you have a Facebook personal profile, we can help you build out your business profile. That's no additional cost to you. And it's a pretty simple process, where we get your business championed. You know, you provide us photos and, you know, guide us on developing that, Facebook profile or Facebook URL. But, you know, we'll definitely, you know, spend the energy to make it, optimized and, you know, aesthetically pleasing, of course. So, the way it works with Facebook, though, the reason why it's very, very popular in your industry, it hits customers when they're at home or any other time of day that you want to, and you can focus on specific service areas. Let's say you want to really focus on Brooklyn. We can just invest, you know, all of your ad dollars there, for example. But the main benefit is you're touching customers when they're at home in bed scrolling through social media. So they're in a more relaxed state of mind. And how it works is like this. If that customer, and I'm sure you've experienced this on Facebook before, or on Instagram, if you're looking for a type of service at any time during the week, when you're on social media, have you ever noticed that you're getting like an ad that was, similar or related to something you were already searching earlier that week online?
Yeah.
So that's how Facebook is, works. So on their back end analytics and AI, basically, what they're doing is they're called passive retargeting ads, where you hit customers with something that they were already searching. And obviously, in this case, it'd be HVAC services or AC service, whatever the case may be that we're putting on your keywords for these ads. And if they were searching for that week, you're going to get them when they're relaxing and, you know, assuming that they didn't already use that service or reach out to someone for that service. Your ad's going to pop up and you're going to be the only one popping up, right? Because they were just scrolling on social media. It's not like they were looking and seeing a bunch of other people around the map. That makes sense why Facebook is a really attractive form of advertising for our clients.
Definitely makes sense.
Yeah. So good news is that we offer $100 of Facebook ads with our new in business clients, but we only charge you $50 for that because we want to make sure that you grow as quickly as possible. So I'll go over the two different pricing models we have. If all you want to focus on is the Google optimization, as I mentioned, the map placement, getting you up there in the same listings with like Scarron, HomeServe, and New York Heating and Air Conditioning, the pricing for that is $199 a month. And then if you want us to go ahead and build out your Facebook business page and include $100 of Facebook ads each and every month, your pricing then changes to $249 a month.
So $249 a month, you help me build a Facebook page, $100 in ads on Facebook, as well as you get my name up there. Like when someone is found out and searches, like, hey, plumbing or HVAC or heating or air conditioning, then I'm going to pop up higher on the list than Karen or even, you know, on board with them.
Correct. And to be fair to you, it's not something that happens overnight, which is why we include the Facebook ads. Typically, the turnaround time for Google optimization is 3 to 4 months, but we are a premier channel partner with Google, so we have a little more pull with them because of how many advertising dollars we spend with them. So it'll take us 30 to 45 days for the Google optimization. And then for Facebook, it's actually 1 to 2 weeks. So 7 to 14 days, your Facebook profile will be live as well as your ads. So that way you can get some traction even in the first month.
Okay, and what is... Like, what's the difference between me going through you and me just, you know, paying Google directly to optimize?
Great question. So the reason why Google has premier channel partners like us, like there's a handful of us throughout the states, is have you ever tried to call Google directly?
No.
Okay. So that's part of it, right? It's like good luck having a live person. What they really do is they source most of this type of work to channel partners like ourselves. They're basically looking for the whales of the industry, right? So it's had a trickle down effect, right? We're a big time spender with them. Again, 10,000 plus clients nationwide. You can imagine what kind of dollars we're spending each and every month. So we invest so much with them when we tell them, hey, we need to optimize, you know, a certain business, then they're going to be paying attention because they want to make sure that we stay happy as clients, right? Whereas if you, A1 HVAC and Piping, or any small business tries to, you know, grow directly through Google, again, first and foremost, good luck reaching out to them and helping them optimize. But the other thing is on the back end, optimization is a full-time job. We're constantly providing you with analytics on the back end. We have a dashboard where it shows you the success of the certain keywords. So that way, if you need to pivot and do different keywords, we can help you with that. Let's say you have a seasonal change, and maybe in the winter months you want other keywords to focus on, or the summer months, et cetera, et cetera. So we do that as well. And again, with the Facebook, same type of service offering where we're going to help you create your ads, do all the actual design of everything, so that way all you are focusing on is running your business and dealing with the clientele that come in, as opposed to also becoming a marketing expert while being an HVAC expert.
I appreciate that. So you actually will help me design the website and help me design like logos and things like that as well?
Yeah, if you wanted web design services, that is a service we do as well. I know that you have a site up that has some photos and whatnot. If you're saying like, this is okay as a placeholder because now I have the domain, but hey, Local Splash, build this out for me. No problem. The difference in cost to you is actually $200. So normally we have a $99 setup fee. If you want us to go ahead and build out the website for you, the setup fee is $199. So actually, I corrected myself. It's a $100 differential. If you want us to, and again, we'll keep your domain, and you just give us access to it, and then we'll set you up with the site. Can I give you an example of a site that we do, so you see, a sample site at least? All right, give me one second. Let me pull this up here.
If you have like another plumbing company in another area that you work with, maybe.
Well, it's just a sample site that you'll be able to see right now. So let me just pull this up right now. With 1,000 of the clients we have, again, a lot of them opt into the website servicing. So, it's definitely something that we can provide. You can accept text messages at this phone number, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh. Can I get my, I think so.
Okay. So I'm going to send you the first text message that says, hey, Joseph, this is John Kyle from Local Splash. Let me know if you receive it. And then the next one will have a link to a sample site. Did you get the first message?
Yeah,
it came from an 877 number? Okay.
All
right, second one is a link to, a plumbing template. These sites are optimized as well for tablets and cell phones. So, again, just another thing that we do for our clients to make sure that it works properly. Let me know if you see it when you pull it up for Elements Plumbing, LLC.
I do see it.
Okay. So one of the main things that we do for our websites to really help on our clients' growth, again, it's, I'm going to say this, it is a good website. We're not putting videos and things like that, getting too crazy, but you can if you want to, right? But the main thing that we do is we obviously put a click-to-call phone number tag on the top right-hand corner, and then right next to Google reviews. So this is going to optimize it so that way you can easily push your clients to provide Google reviews. When we manage your site, we also do that on the back end where you can have some templates of emails to send out or however you want to do it, text messages to send to your clients to prompt for Google reviews. Because as you know, the reviews are what really help maintain your status at the top of those map listings.
Definitely. 100%.
So looking at the site, do you think it's worth $100? Totally up to you.
I mean, it definitely... Do you think my site needs to be updated? What do you think?
Well, again, the way I'm looking at it, it's just not optimized, right? Like it has photos, it has some information. It's just the main thing is how do you get Google to make sure that its index is a stronger site? You make sure you have certain things like what we have on it.
Yeah, and then is this like a...
But we can keep the same structure, right? Like if you want to do the same structure, if you want us to do logo work, we do logo work as well. So that's all
that's
a part of that.
In the 100?
Yeah, and again, it's a $199 one-time fee. I want to be clear on that. It's not added monthly Your monthly is still $249. Oh. This is just because we're doing the front end setup.
So is it $199 for the first month and then $249 going forward, or is it $199 plus the $249 and then?
Right. Month number one would be $448 and then moving forward $249. Correct.
Hmm.
Like I said, we're not trying to break your back with a, say that again?
That is expensive off the bat.
Oh, you're saying the first month?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. Obviously, again, you're new in business. You don't have to opt into the web service early on. And if that's what you want us just to do everything else, remember, we can still do it just on the Facebook side. And then that'll save you some money there on the first month. And then you can just opt in to have us do web management later if you like.
Hmm.
Again, our job is not to break your back, financially speaking. So why, were you hoping that it was just $249 flat for everything?
Well, I was hoping, like the first month was $249 and then $199 after that. And then seeing how, if I started to see progress in my Google presence and Facebook and everything like that. So you wouldn't, if we just did the $249, is that,
the only thing you're leaving out with the $249 is the actual website that I sent you a sample of.
Just the website.
You're still going to get $100 of Facebook ads. We'll still develop your Facebook profile as well. All those are still active at that price point.
So to rebuild the website is an extra $200 pretty much? Am I on point with that?
Yes, correct.
And does that get me anything in the future, or is it just to fix it or develop the website further?
Well, we're managing it too, right? So it's not just developing, it's the back-end management as well. So you give us access to the domain, and then we just continuously optimize it. If there's photos that you need to upload, content you want to upload, testimonials, again, all the things that you would imagine someone who's doing your back page or back-end like web design and management, that's a part of the service.
And then how do I contact you guys? How's my, interactions with you guys go? Like, do I call you? Do I text you? Do I have like a
correct
number with me?
Correct. all those okay. are active. The 877 number I just texted you from is our main client intake and customer service line. So anytime you reach out to that number, it hits everyone in the company. So we would not miss that. Let's say it was a text message. We would not miss that. And if it's a call, you're definitely going to be getting a hold of someone within seconds. We're not the type where the moment you sign up, you can't speak to us anymore. That would not be effective for our clients.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I'm assuming that the $249 is more sensible to you, and correct me if I'm wrong. If I could sneak in the website service around without spending an extra $200, would that make the deal sweeter for you?
That would definitely sound a lot more my speed. Definitely.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this. It is, fortunately for you, Joseph, again, I'm one of the, senior online marketing advisors. So in this particular situation, I can hear it in your voice. I mean, you're being genuine about it. You're not just trying to embark and get price point savings. I'm allowed to do a couple of these a week, but if we do move forward, I can go ahead and just say we'll waive the $200 fee because, again, just to let you know, the $200 is not going to make or break us, right? It's the fact that you like us each and every month. Our job is to earn your business every month. So if that $200 savings for you today helps you grow to where you stay committed with us for several months on end, that's what we're here for. So if, we can definitely secure that at $249, I'll include the web management services and help you develop that and it's still just the flat rate. No other added cost setup fees. Would that work?
That does sound better. I do appreciate that.
And if it won't work, you can just tell me to kick rocks, to be fair.
No. I definitely like the idea. Cause like, as of now, I feel like, I don't even think you can find my website on Google.
Correct. That's where optimization helps, right? Again, I looked up your specific website name exactly as that's H1 HVAC and Piping, and you get A1 HVAC and Plumbing's Google Business Profile, and that, I mean, that would rip your heart out if I were you to see that. Like, I don't want another business trying to claim my business name.
So
even though they're not in your service area, thankfully.
So that's something that you could, so like in a month or so, I should be able to start searching my name and seeing it come up higher in the list.
Correct. Once we seal the deal here today, that's the 30 to 45 day turnaround. But in the meantime, we want you to get some work and get some ad spend in your favor. So that's why in 7 to 14 days is we get your Facebook Live.
All right. And then the, and what about the other thing is, in terms of, like, let's say 3 months, 4 months down the road, I'm not liking it, I want to cancel. How does that work?
It is a month-to-month program. We earn your business every month. If you choose to cancel, the only thing we ask is you give us a call 3 days before your next billing cycle. So that way we're not charging you, for something you don't want anymore. Your optimization will still be present as of that day. We're not going to work on it anymore on the back end if you cancel. So you may start going down the list. Again, I just want to, give you the full, story, right? So you may start going down the list. You'll still have rights to your own domain because again, we're not even using a different domain. It's the one that you already port in with us. And, we part as friends and we obviously would love to hear about it. Like what didn't work for you, but, we don't want that to happen on any level, right?
I just want to know, like, that I'm not, and then also, like, Facebook and stuff like that. Like, is that Facebook page going to still be mine, or is it you guys going to, like, be like, all right, well, now you can't use it?
Great question. So, the domain will still be yours. When it comes to content, right, the content that we create, the coding and everything like that, that is ours. So there is a way, and it's like a low cost of something like $50 a month. And I'll if it came to that time, they'll give you the exact price point, but there's a way you can keep that as is, for a much smaller monthly rate. If we're not doing any managing or anything like that, just allowing it to, stay as we created it.
I don't like that.
Well, again, that's just how web design is, right? Like the content itself is the ownership of the writers, right? So that's how, and again, it's the same story with any web design firm. I want to be clear on that. It's, we're not just, doing that to play hardball with clients.
So the Facebook, so you make a Facebook profile, but then I'm pretty much stuck with you then.
Not necessarily, because you still own the actual URL and everything like that. It's all yours. It's just, and again, it's not like you can't just revamp it very quickly. It's just the content itself on the profile, like the things that are our own intellectual property. That's very valuable to any type of business. So, we hope it never comes to that, to be fair. But again, I just want to be clear about that. Oh, actually, I just got some notes from my manager. When it comes to Facebook, that's yours. It's the website. My apologies. It's the website content. So I stand corrected. The Facebook content will remain yours. It's the website content that wouldn't, if we developed a website from scratch for you.
So, yeah. So, all right. So the website would still be my website, but we would have to revert it back to how it was. Is that correct?
Correct.
It's still my website, but.
Yeah, exactly. Your domain. So my apologies on that. I was told very specifically about Facebook, I'm used to people asking this question about the website. So sorry about the confusion on the Facebook side.
So Facebook stays the same how it is, but the website, it would have to be reverted to original form.
Right. And again, it's just due to the intellectual property of, how we code it and whatnot.
No, I mean, that makes sense. I think I use Wix. Is that something that you guys
work with, or?
Yeah, we're definitely very familiar with all the different web hosting services. So, I mean, we've worked with GoDaddy sites, Wix. It's not going to be a problem.
All right. And then the other question I had, it doesn't affect you guys at all that I'm working with Angie Leads at all?
No, Angie Leads is not a search engine SEO provider. Angie Leads is strictly, all they care about is their directory and selling you leads. So we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. The main thing was if you worked with another SEO company, it wouldn't make sense. But, I mean, based on your placement and when I looked it up, again, not to make an assumption, I'm assuming you're not yet working with an SEO company, right?
No.
Okay. So, again, not to twist the knife, but everything sound okay to move forward, or am I missing something here?
No, I think you nailed it on the head. I just hope that if we move forward, I hope start seeing my Google presence excel and, you know, go above A1 HVAC and plumbing. That's definitely my number one goal.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Your Google business profile, right? Just to let you know, Google does take some time to verify. That's why we say the 34 to 45 days. And again, typically it's 3 to 4 months. And, but that's why we do Facebook, so that way you can get some revenue. And we do want to let you know, while it's month to month, we do say, hey, make sure you, to be fair to you, that second month is going to be critical. We will have your profile there by the second month, but, you know, we want to be fair to you is that if all you're giving us is 30 days, it may not show up in that first 30. That's why we say 30 to 45. Okay. All right. Well, again, I do have a couple things then on my end just to wrap this up here. So give me 1 second. Let me tell the team we're securing this spot. Okay. All right. So HVAC Staten Island, right, is the main crux of your business?
Yeah.
And then when it comes to Facebook, you're also looking for Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, Brooklyn is mostly like, I guess, the Bay Ridge, Park Slope.
Okay. Well, you can definitely choose zip codes if that helps as well. I'm sure there's a lot of different zip codes for different areas of Brooklyn. When it comes to the Facebook ads.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Joseph, I have your first name spelled J-O-S-E-P-H, correct?
Yeah.
And your last name?
Vigilante.
Spell that for me, please.
V-I-G-I-L-A-N-T-E.
Vigilante, V-I-D-I-L-A-N-T-E, correct?
G, not G.
Oh, vigilante. Oh, like
vigilante.
Like I haven't seen that word before. I'm sorry. All right. Cool. So that means if something goes wrong, now I know you might hire some vigilante to come after us. I got you.
Yeah, I might have to come after you.
Fair enough. All right. And then what is a good email address for you?
Let's do my work email. I think it's a1hvacandpiping@gmail.com.
You mind if I ask what this made you decide to branch off from whatever the generational business was? Just want to have your own?
Have my own brotherly.
Fair enough. Okay. Hey, didn't mean to dig or hit a sore spot. No worries. Just wanted to check in. So, and how many years of experience did you have outside of the starting the business?
10 years.
Oh, so you definitely, you're going to definitely have no problem building out your clientele base through referrals after, obviously, you start growing.
I already have a decent clientele, but I definitely need to start expanding once I'm all
okay.
Out.
What's the business address you want to put on your profile?
I don't have one yet. That's the only problem. I was talking to the other company about that.
We don't have to publish the address, so that's okay. But you still need a physical address to provide to Google, so that way they can locate you on a map, even though they won't publish it.
Even though they won't publish it, though.
Right. Right. We'll make sure they don't publish the address if it's your home address.
Yeah, I would definitely appreciate that. I guess okay. We do 1015 Toad Hill Road, Staten Island, New York, 10304.
You said 1015, and then what was the name of the street?
Toad, T-O-D-T.
Okay, there it is. 1015 Toad Hill Road, Staten Island, New York, 10304? Or is it 10314?
Yep, 04.
304, okay. And that will be connected to the business because Google may do a verification on that, right? Like if we looked at the registry for H1H HVAC and piping. So like Google does a verification and they will check to see if H1 HVAC and piping is listed at that address. That will come up, correct? Like you have an LLC registered or a sole prop registered at that address?
Yeah, it should be registered at that address.
Okay. And is the business name H1 HVAC and piping, or is it like a LLC or anything else after that?
Yeah, just A1 HVAC and piping.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure that, okay, we're almost done here. Give me one.
My other question, to be on Google, do I need an LLC?
No, not at all. You're good. As long as you're licensed and insured, you're good to go.
Okay.
All right. So, again, Joseph Vigilante. Let me just type in a couple more other things here. On the card you'll be using, is it also in the name of Joseph Vigilante?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you authorize anyone else to call in and make changes on your behalf to the marketing on this account?
No.
Okay. And the best phone number to reach you? 732-646-7095.
Yeah, I also have a personal number, but not sure, for businesses.
Like okay, so if you want to do that for, like, when we contact you, so that way it stays, but not published, right?
Yeah, just for you guys to reach out to me, not to be published.
Okay, go ahead. What's the number for that?
646.
Uh-huh.
543-8897.
646-573-8897. Yep. Okay. And then for the a few keywords, just to let you know, our client intake team will get a lot more detail in this regard to help with the keywords. But I'm assuming you're looking for HVAC services, ductwork as well. Is that fair?
Not ductwork.
Okay.
HVAC, and, you know, piping, like, you know, copper piping, drain lines, sewer lines, things like that.
Sewer lines. You said floor heaters?
Water heaters.
Water heaters?
Boilers. Yeah, water heaters, boilers. Yeah, water heaters, cool. Boilers, and
boiler service.
I could keep going.
No, you're good. That's a good start. You did go very far, which is, I appreciate that. I was just trying to type as fast as I could. All right. Let's see here, and I do see you have that home advisor. So just to be fair to you, again, we talked about this already, and I'll say it again, with home advisor, be cautious. I'm not saying that they are horrible, but just be cautious about, you know, if you set a budget at X amount of dollars, they will spend that amount of dollars. So just be cautious on that, okay?
Definitely.
Okay. So we have a client intake call, again, where you'll get into more detail about this. We have availability anytime today. We have 1 to 2, 3 to 4, and 5 to 6. Any of those three work for you?
5 to 6 would be the best time.
Okay, let's go ahead and try to pencil that in here. And then you prefer we call the 646 number for that?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm actually, is that you calling me?
Say that again?
I'm actually getting a call. Can I put you on hold for a second?
Yeah, you're good.
Hey, sorry about that. I've got
no, you're good. It actually... Oh, go ahead.
I've got a call from another marketing company.
Okay. Do you love them instead?
No.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I was going to say... that's true. And I was like, I already gave you the best possible price. I don't know if this negotiation is going to work if you're using that as leverage.
No. That was, I didn't like them very much. So.
Good. Well, I appreciate you for, staying true. Good man. All right. So basically done here. I just put in the notes, that we don't have a Google Business Profile set up for you yet. And you are not the same as A1 HVAC and plumbing because, they're going to see that when they try to look for you. Okay.
All right.
Last question I have for you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You go first.
Last question was, what hours of operation do you want to list on your Google Business Profile?
I'm going to say 24/7.
Okay. 24 hours.
Sometimes it might be hard to answer the phone at nighttime.
You want to say Monday through Saturday or Monday through Sunday even?
Yeah. Monday through Sunday. I'll be here.
Okay. All right.
I'll see you.
Okay, so we're good on the initial intake notes that I'm providing to the client team. What was your question?
Oh, so before you said, as long as I was licensed and insured, I'm in the process of it. That's why I wanted to make sure that I don't know if you guys want to take a minute while I do it or. How that works.
You're good. So again, what are you in the process? Are you have insurance or you are in the process of the licensing as well?
Yeah, I'm in the process. I was doing both. I mean, I've been trying to do everything at once.
No worries. I'll put that in the notes here. Again, if that slows anything down with the Google Business Profile, we'll let you know. I don't think it's going to slow anything down with the Facebook side. So we're good.
Okay. So you think it should be fine? I mean, I guess you guys will let me know and stay in contact.
Yeah, this is what the client intake team will do as well. So I'm just putting your in-process on licensing and insurance. And then if, for whatever reason, again, if there's any time delay on the Google Business Profile being verified, that's something that they'll definitely guide you on during the intake call, okay?
Awesome.
Okay. So we're good to go on everything but two things. One is, so obviously you just received a call when we were talking, so it's similar story could happen where someone calls and they may present themselves as us or as your Google optimization team or something like that. So I want to let you know two things. That 877 number that I sent you a text from, all of our calls from our customer intake team and customer service team is coming from that number. So please save that as local splash.
Okay.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up is if ever someone calls and tries to present themselves as us and you're not quite sure if it is the truth or not, we do provide a security question. So it could be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or the name of your first pet. Which one would you prefer?
Name of first pet.
Okay, and it can be any name or word that you want. It doesn't even have to make sense. Just, again, this is your security question, so answer whatever answer you want to provide.
Let's do Toby.
T-U-L-L-Y?
T-O-B-Y.
Oh, Toby.
Toby.
T-O-B-Y.
Toby.
Like Toby in the office. Got it. Okay. All right, so everything is good there. So last step, again, we're going to go over the billing one last time so that way you have the details there. And then we're going to do a voice verification script for your quality assurance call, a portion of the call for your protection. So just to verify everything I have is correct, Joseph Vigilante, V-I-G-I-L-A-N-T-E, phone number 732-646-7095. For the business, and then you also have your cell phone number. Let me just make sure to provide that there, of 646-573-8897. All that correct so far?
Yep.
Okay. And then the billing address for the card you'll be using, 1015 Tote Hill Road, Staten Island, New York, 10304.
Sounds right.
Okay. What type of card do you want to put it on?
Visa.
Okay. I'm not going to charge the card just yet. That's after the verification portion of the call, but whenever you're ready with the card number.
Okay, we got 4266-8418-0544-7958.
Expiration?
229.
February 2029. And the three-digit code on the back?
228.
One more time, sorry?
228.
228, okay. All right, and then again, we're doing the name of your first pet. It was Toby. Okay, and then as I mentioned, we're doing the $249 a month, and we're going to waive the setup fee as well. So again, your total bill to the card will be $249 when we process it. And then it'll be a recurring charge on the 15th, also in the amount of $249.
Oh, I thought it was dropped down to $199.
So remember, there's no additional setup fee. It's $249 to include $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. If you want to do the $199 service, it's just the Google side. So again, for $50 differential,
not the Facebook.
For the $50 differential, you get $100 of Facebook ads every month.
Okay. I must have heard you wrong. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So again, you can do $199 for, yeah. Right. So $199 is just the Google optimization, and then $249 is the, our new in business rate for Facebook, $100 of Facebook plus Google optimization each and every month.
And there's no way to do the $199 with Facebook.
I wish I could. Like I said, my manager was already barking at me for giving you the website for free. So,
okay, fair enough. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I
appreciate that.
I appreciate you for letting me go on this one. But yeah, that's absolutely the best I can. That's what I was saying. If the other guy on the phone, you fell in love with them, I really couldn't do anything.
Do you want to know what their price was?
Oh yeah, if they gave you one, sure.
Yeah, they were saying $249 as well, but I thought you guys were at $199. But they don't give you the Facebook ads, so there you go.
Okay, see, we're throwing in $100 of value, so you know we're still winning, even if they try to come in hot. Thank you.
Still winning.
All right. So, all right, Joseph, we're almost done here. About 3 more minutes. Again, this is a Local Splash's voice verification portion of the call. Any questions you have, we can stop and I can clarify or something like that. But again, for the purpose of this, again, is quality assurance, just to make sure I dotted all I's, crossed all T's. Once we're done with this and I process your card payment, you will also receive an invoice with everything in writing. And then we just ask that you checkbox the bottom of that invoice and terms and conditions page and then sign it in the name of Joseph Vigilante or type in your name there. And that way you'll have, again, the paper agreement as well, in addition to what we spoke about over the phone, okay?
Awesome. And then tonight at 5 to 6 is when they're going to reach out to me and we're going to go over the Facebook and everything like that?
Yep, where you'll have about 30 to 45 minutes, however long you want to spend, to really get everything started on the developing side, correct?
For the Facebook and the website
and,
as well, correct?
And the website as well, correct? Yep. We're going to probably ask to make sure we get access to those aspects. I did put in the notes that you want us to work on design, creation, management, but, you know, using your domain.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else at this time before we start the voice verification?
No.
Okay. All right, Joseph. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A1 HVAC and Piping.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Vigilani, the owner.
And are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Joseph, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That's why we have the call scheduled for later. As a result of increased visibility, please also note that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, and that's why we provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, when we call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash when we call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number? Okay. Make sure you save that 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative outside of the Angie's leads, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sorry, I missed that one more time.
Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 15, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time, Joseph, by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Be sure to speak to a live representative. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, should you choose to cancel, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Keep in mind you'll also receive a written terms and conditions once we go ahead and process the payment. So I'll go ahead and process the payment for $249 now. Bear with me about 30 seconds, and then you should get some emails saying welcome to Local Splash and is your initial invoice in terms and conditions.
Awesome.
All right. Give me about 10 more seconds just to verify everything's gone through. Okay. Everything is good to go on our end. You should be receiving some emails again at this time. And that's going to a1hvacandpiping@gmail.com. Let me know if I didn't put that in correctly, but you should receive that. You may receive a couple text messages as well to this phone number. I'm going to indicate also when we do call you later on today, we'll call you on your personal cell phone number, which is the number not to be published. Okay?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Well, Joseph, if anything else comes up, obviously feel free to call, text. You have my information and my extension, okay?
All right. Is that always going to be you personally, or is it going to be somebody else?
So for today's client intake call, will be someone else. I may be available at the time just to introduce you. But for the most part, when it comes to all the back end services, you're going to have your own account management team working with you closely on that.
Awesome. So
all right, Joseph.
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time today. Again, thank you for staying on board with us even when we had a last minute usurper trying to get in on the line. So thanks again, and look forward to working with you and helping the business grow.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one now.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.